Log Talk Radio.
All right, guys, welcome back. Gary Patterson has been at TCU forever, done a great job. Coming into 2018, probably looking for a consistent quarterback. He's had two back-to-back quarterbacks that have been pretty solid. Obviously, Kenny Hill departure before that. Hopefully Trayvon Boykin gets himself out of the situation he's in. If he doesn't, let it be a lesson to all you young athletes. Stop letting people who don't go out there and sweat and do hard work for you get you caught up in stupid situations. Most importantly, stop being so damn emotional, because that is the biggest problem in sports media and with a lot of these young athletes nowadays. You go after the over-emotional decision instead of thinking. And you are provoked, but that's just something I hope every athlete understands, especially when you come out of a great place like TCU with a guy like Gary Patterson who sets a certain standard, you know, has a certain character. Follow your coach, man. See what he's doing. See how he's married. He has a wife. Very little drama. Find the right women. Stop finding these Instagram models. Follow after your coaches, man. It's the reason why your coaches are married and have been doing what they've been doing for years. Try and follow after them. Stop trying to follow after throwing money on Instagram all the time. It'll get you a long way. So first game of the season, TCU has Southern. Should be an easy cupcake home win for them. That's September 1st. That's 11 a.m., so that'll be an early game. And it should be a fun day in Fort Worth. After that, they got the rivalry versus SMU at Dallas. Game should be packed, should be sold out. It'll be plenty of people there. So that should be a really awesome game when they take on SMU. And I think that's a very smart rivalry. And I hope Texas A&M starts playing some of its non-SEC foes as rivalry games in the beginning of the season. I think it'll go a long way and it'll be a lot better money. Every year, maybe first game of the season, Texas should play Texas A&M, kind of like what they do at Iowa State and Iowa. Iowa State and Iowa always play early in the season, keep the rivalry going. It's a couple rivalries that have not happened in a long time, guys, because we know of conferences. So that kind of upsets me. You know, I missed the Nebraska versus Colorado Thanksgiving Friday game. You know, there's a lot of things I miss. So that's that. Next, that's right, guys. TCU will be playing Ohio State in Arlington, Texas. Now, that will be a big one for Ohio State and for TCU, because TCU understands that out of conference, and it also understands, you know, how we can go against the propaganda that's put out about our league. So that'll be a big, exciting game, third game of the week. And I'm real happy. Ohio State has been playing Big 12 teams consistently for a while here. That's pretty awesome. I'm glad Urban Meyer has made this relationship with the Big 12. Big 12 does have a lot of guys from Ohio. Matt Campbell, we know. Bob Stoops is an Ohio guy. So we got a lot of those, you know, big-time Ohio football affiliates in the down here in Texas. And also, obviously, you have Texas all over the country. So two great football states going at it, Texas versus Ohio on the college level. Beautiful thing, man. Now, right after that, they're at Texas. That won't be easy. Tom Herman will have them ready to go, but we'll see. That's an up-in-the-air game versus Texas Tech. Defense, defense, defense. Oklahoma. They got Oklahoma at home. That's a smart deal. At Kansas, easy win. Versus Kansas State, 50-50. At West Virginia, tough one. At Baylor, should be an easy win. Home versus Oklahoma State, I'm giving the edge to TCU. So, looking at the TCU Horned Frogs, guys, I'm going to say 8-4. Just by looking at 8-4, maybe 9-4 after a bowl game, give them a chance for some slip-ups in the league, but a winning record. And I know people are thinking, like, what am I doing? I haven't really picked anybody to just run the table. I think I gave Oklahoma the edge because of their past, but some people are saying West Virginia. Some people are saying other teams. Here's the crazy thing about the Big 12 and what I love about it. is not predictable. It's not like the SEC where you know Alabama. It's not like the Pac-12 where, for the most part, it was always USC, and now it's USC or Washington, you know, or USC, Washington, or Stanford that's going to win it. The Big 12 is super unpredictable. TCU could go undefeated, and nobody know anything about their quarterback, and they could do something amazing and phenomenal. And here's what makes me, like, really happy about the situation is earlier in a podcast when I previewed Texas, I told you how people were going on and on about, oh, Texas doesn't have any running backs anybody's heard of, or Texas doesn't this and that. Sometimes when you don't have what people have heard of, it's actually a great thing because you don't have media pressure, number one. You don't have media up your butt about a player, and you don't have all the hype going around them. You can just actually go into two-a-days or fall practice. I guess the NCAA did away with two-a-days. You can actually go into fall practice and just practice without all these expectations and these polls. Sometimes it's better not to be ranked or be in a poll. Just like a couple years ago when TCU or Baylor should have had a chance to play in the national championship game, and they were talking about how great the SEC was, and TCU went and destroyed them, went and destroyed Ole Miss, excuse me, in Atlanta in the Peach Bowl. And I know everybody says, damn, every year you bring that up, but you know you're damn right I'm bringing it up every year because that was a chance that TCU could have actually did something. And I believe that same year, guys, Ohio State won the national title and thumped Alabama. So we'll see. I'll see what they're saying on College Football Live today. You know, they're always taking shots at the Big 12. I still just think our biggest problem is defense. If we can find a TCU-type defense versus a with Oklahoma-style offense, this league is going to be unstoppable. And you got to remember, Alabama's offense isn't that sophisticated. Alabama is like a pro-style offense. It's not an explosive college high school-style offense like Texas Tech or Oklahoma State where you have so many different plays, but it you have so many different formations, but the same plays is just to go fast. They have a pro-style offense, and they have a sophisticated, tough defense, and they understand how to play hard and fly to the ball. I think our problem in our league is we're spread out so damn much that we don't ever have a chance to sit down and just concentrate on defense. So in the future, it'll come. We'll see what Tom Herman does in a couple of years here. At some point there, it's going to get clicking at Tom Herman. And that's what Charlie Strong tried to do, but it didn't work. He tried to play defense, run the ball, keep offenses off the field, but he got to a wake-up call from the Big 12 real quick saying, nope, that's not going to work. These guys can score too many points too quick. So if it ever gets to that point where we have a half defense, and it's going to be chaos. I'm still going to side with the Big 12. I don't care what nobody says. I think they're the best conference because there is no top tier, lower tier, none of that stuff. Anybody can beat anybody, as we saw last year with Iowa State and what happened with Kansas State towards the end of the year. It's a very tough, competitive conference. So let's lace them up and get ready to go, man. 2018, right around the corner. I'm super excited. I love doing these little quick previews, but to me, the most fun is Saturday night or Monday morning afterwards when we're all talking about what happened at the games over the weekend. It's just a funny, you know, fun, so much fun tailgating. You go through the year, you go through so much BS during the regular year with stuff going on in your personal life, on all the goofy off-field media stuff, and then when the games are here, like, that's really what we enjoy. The build-up around the game is beautiful, but the game is what we enjoy. And I'm glad we're not running around talking about game of the century. like a couple years ago when LSU played Alabama, they named it game of the century. This is just crazy. Media hype is something else, man. Last but not least, guys, the only other thing I want to talk about is what Gary Patterson said at Big 12 Media Day, and I'm pretty sure I touched up on it. the five-star guy and two-star guy and all that goofy stuff. There is no such thing as winning the all-season. There is no such thing as two-star, three-star, four-star, five-star guys. This is an opinion by ESPN or some magazine. For them, if you don't do what they created as a five-star, they can try and get you fired. Oh, you got the greatest recruits. Why are you not winning? That's the greatest recruits, according to you. That's why TCU is so successful. That's why Michigan State was so successful for a while. That's why Boise State was so successful for a while, because they didn't care about what some article said about some kid being a four-star or five-star. They cared about, does this guy fit my system? Will he help me win ball games? So that's one thing I took from Gary Patterson that I really respected and I love. Let's not get caught up in this four-star, five-star, this recruit, that recruit. You have to be a good recruiter, but you also have to understand that the player has to fit in to what you're trying to do with your team and your culture. And that's really all I got, guys. All this winning the offseason, or they had a great recruiting class. Yeah, just about everybody has great recruiting classes. There's always somebody that's going to be able to run a 4.2, 4.3. There's always going to be somebody that's big and athletic, faster than the average guy at high school. But what can they do with the next level when they're hit with academics, politics, media, and a whole bunch of other BS that a lot of us didn't have to deal with when we were in college? That's what makes you a top-notch athlete, is being able to stand above the nonsense and be an elite player. It's Big 12 Nation, guys. I'll be back to wrap this thing up with West Virginia and Baylor. Hopefully we have a beautiful season coming up here. Everybody have a good day.